Now, importance of the base rate. Starting point. Base rate is nothing but it is act as a starting point for all the customer forex rates. It reflects the market condition, and it has also ensures the bank maintains the hedged position or risk-free. Right? Then factors which influences the base rate. Interbank spot and forward market condition impacts. Currency, volatility and liquidity impacts. RBI reference rate also impact. And the demand and supply of merchant forex flow, transaction type, they are also impacting, and they are also some of the important factors which influence the base rate. Now coming to the TT buying rate. TT buying rate. TT selling we have seen. Now TT buying rate. TT buying rate is a telegraphic transfer buying rate. This is the rate at which the bank purchases the foreign currency or foreign exchange from the customer. From customer. Though a clean inward remittances. Through the clean inward remittances, such as remittance from abroad that has already been received by the bank's nostro account, the bank's foreign currency account maintained with the correspondent bank abroad. So TT buying means it is the rate when it is applied to purchase the foreign currency. Now, how you can say that it is a purchase? Because the inward remittance which is received, it is not for the bank. It is for the customer of the bank. So naturally, customer wants the rupee because he cannot deal in, he cannot use that foreign currency as it is, the way which he required. Therefore, he needs rupees. So naturally, he has to convert that into rupee. So ultimately, what happens? Bank buys that whatever he has received dollars and pay him rupees. But when he buys the dollars, he will not keep quiet after buying the dollars and doesn't keep in his treasury. He immediately wants to liquidate it. Then he sells in the market. That is an undercover rate. So while quoting the rate for the TT buying, this also helps at what rate he is selling that. One is a buying. He buys whatever inward remittance is received, he buys. But at the same time, he says, I have to square my position, I have to secure my position by putting the similar type of deal in the market. Right? Now, when is the TT buying rate applied? The TT buying rate is applied in the following situation. Number one, clean inward remittances. In that, money sent from overseas to India, for example, family remittances and payment for freelance services. Then conversion of the proceeds of the item sent on collection. Suppose export bill sent on collection. And for instances, the collection of the foreign checks or drafts. Cancellation and forward sales contract. Forward sale contract is cancelled. That means reverse they have to put. So it is a purchase. So outward transfers. If forward contracts for sale is cancelled and if an earlier outward remittance is reversed and credited, at that point of time this can be used. Now let us understand how the TT buying rate is calculated. Though I explained you, but more clarity I am giving here. The TT buying rate is computed by deducting the applicable exchange margin. By deducting the applicable margin from the spot buying rate or cover rate, you can say. Because that rate is important for him to make the profit. And this is available in interbank forex market. So illustrative calculation will be, let us assume that following interbank market rate is USD 1 is equal to 82.85 buy and 83.05 is a sell. Step-by-step calculation, you can see the spot buy rate is 82.85. Exchange margin is 0.10%, which comes to approximately 0.0825. GT buying rate will be 82.85 minus 0.08285, which works out to rupees 82.7672. That means 7672, four digit. Last two digits are 72, which is beyond 50. So for that purpose, one will be added into earlier one, that is 6. So it becomes 7. So 82.77. Now, why the margin is deducted? Here, margin we have deducted, no? So bank subtract the small exchange margin to cover the operational and forex risk, generate the profit on the transaction, and stay compliant with the internal and RBI guidelines FX. Now, latest development happened that banks required RBI directive to disclose the prevailing TT buying rate on their website. Digital platforms and mobile app for the bank now shows the real-time TT buying rates. And fintech application like Wise, Remitly, and Revolt also use the TT buying rate model, providing the transparency in the rate breakdown. Now coming down to understand a little bit about the TT selling rate. The TT selling rate, that is telemetric transfer selling rate, is the rate at which bank sells the foreign currency. Earlier we have seen banks buys the foreign currency, right? Making outward remittances. This is for making outward remittances. Earlier we have seen applying the rate for inward remittances, right? Now we are selling. Now this applies to the telegraphic transfer, telegraphic or electronic fund transfer, where the transaction is immediate or same day and no documents are there. There are no additional documents, it's only request letter, such as bill or letter of credit, it is not there. Then in that case, only TT selling rate will be applicable. Now, when is the TT selling rate applied? TT selling rate is applied while doing the outward remittance in foreign currency. That means sending money abroad. Then import document received directly by the importer, and he when he wants to make the payment to the supplier. Then cancellation of forward purchase contract. Forward purchase contract at that time buy rate was applied. Now while cancelling it, sell rate will be applicable. Then refund of reversal of purchase transaction. Any purchase transaction bank has undertaken and the same transaction required to be reversed. Then TT buying rate was applied. Now it is required to apply TT selling rate, exactly opposite. Now how TT selling rate is calculated? Now calculation of TT selling rate is also simple like a TT buying rate. TT selling rate is computed by adding the bank's exchange margin to spot selling rate. In earlier, the exchange margin was deducted in spot buying rate. Deducted. And in buying TT selling rate, it is added into spot TT selling rate. That means, assume that interbank spot rate is 82.85, it is a buy, and 83.05 is a sell, equal to $1. Step-by-step process, if you look at, spot selling rate is 83.05, exchange margin 0.20%, which works out to approximately 0.1661. This is required to be added. So 83.05 plus 0.1661. So 83.2161. 2161, last two digits are 61, that is beyond 5. That is why we have to add 1 into earlier digits. So it is 83.22. This rate is the rate at which the bank will sell the foreign currency to the customer for making the remittances. Now, why margin is added? Margin is added because bank adds its exchange margin to cover the foreign exchange volatility because cross rate, because similar transaction they have taken into the market, right? As I explained earlier too. So compensate for operational and risk cost, then earn a profit spread over the benchmark market rate, And if you do the comparison of TT buying rate and TT selling rate, which is used for, TT buying rate is used for inward remittances, TT selling rate is used for outward remittances, margin adjustment, margin is deducted in the buying rate, whereas margin is added in the TT selling rate, and bank's FX position, that is buying foreign FX and selling foreign FX. Now, coming down to understand, after TT selling rate, or after TT rate, now it will be bill buying rate. Now, bill buying rate, TT buying opposite to bill buying. So, bill buying rate is the rate at which the bank purchases the foreign exchange from the customer against the export documents. Now, here documents come. In earlier TT rates, there are no documents as such. There are no documents as such, but in buying rates or bill rates, there are always documents in underlying transactions. So, export documents such as bill of exchange, shipping bill and invoices. It is used when the bank negotiates, purchase or discount the export bills and waits for receive and foreign exchange which proceeds in nostro accounts. When is the bill buying rate applied? Bill buy. Bank has to buy the bills. So, bill buying rate is applied. The bill buying rate is applicable for purchase, discount and negotiation of export bill. Now, purchase, discount and negotiation, already I have explained this term during our discussion in trade finance. So, but now I am repeating it. Purchase means whenever documents are drawn at sight or cash against the draft against the cash, DP, that is purchase. That is called purchase. When there is an immediate payment. When there is an immediate payment against the document. In case of discount, documents are drawn at a usance, say 30 days, 60 days, 90 days period. That is called discount. And whenever the documents are drawn under a letter of credit, irrespective of the fact whether it is with a draft or without draft, it is called negotiation. It is called negotiation, right? Now, payment of demand draft, mail transfer and telegraphic transfer where the bank claims the cover after payment. So, bank makes the payment to the beneficiary first and claims the reimbursement later for the correspondent bank. Now, where the drawing bank at the center remits cover to another center, used when the bank remits the proceeds to different location from where the original transactions are occurred. Now, how the bill buying rate is calculated? Bill buying rate. Now, since the foreign exchange will be received after a time lag, bank assumes there will be delay in credit of the funds into foreign currency account. Therefore, if the currency is at premium, the forward margin is getting added. And if the currency is at discount, the forward margin is getting deducted. Then an exchange margin is subtracted to arrive at the final bill buying rate. The consideration applicable here will include the forward period, which depends on estimated time called as a transit period. Estimated time, whenever it is drawn at sight, there is no time zone. Whenever it is usance, then definite due date will be there. But whenever there is the bills are drawn at a sight, then there will be no definite time for receipt of funds. So, there will be, the concept comes, the transit period. Sight bills, the bank assumes immediate realization. In usance bill, bank considers bill at maturity date plus transit period. Now, here is an example to illustrate you, the currency at no premium, neutral. Currency at no premium and it is neutral. Neutral currency. There is no premium as such. So, let us assume spot rate is, say USD 1 is equal to 73.3575 minus, and other rate is 73.3625. So buy rate and sell rate. Now here we are talking about bill buying rate. So 1 month forward rate for the bill buying is USD 1 is equal to 73.3835 and 73.3950. So transit period is a maximum 25 days. That has been to be taken. Transit period. Because there is no definite date. Na? That is why transit period is taken. So exchange margin will be 0.20%. This is the normal standard exchange margin approximately. Since the bank expect to cover the funds around 25 days from now, it will use its forward rate, because anything beyond spot, that is transaction plus 2 days, is a spot. Anything beyond that is a forward. So 25 days is expected forward. So bank uses that for that purpose, a forward rate to dispose of the foreign exchange. So the base rate is equal to forward buy rate is equal to 73.3835. Okay, which is given at this, for example, less exchange margin, which is at 0.20%, which you can calculate on 73.3875, which comes to 0.1467. Now under bill buying rate, 73.2408, bill buying rate will be, which is rounded up to 73.24, because 08 will be less than 5, less than 50. That is why it is remain as it is. Right. Now another example. Earlier in example, what we have seen, in example, we have seen where the currency premium, there is no premium and it is neutral. Here, now currency is at discount. Currency is at discount. That means it is deducted. Now here, example is spot rate is 1.73. Same example we are taking forward. US dollar 73.3575 and 73.3625. 1 month forward rate is US dollar 73.3250 and 73.3300. So base rate forward buy will be 73.3250, right? Base rate. Then less the exchange margin, because bill buying, so it is less, margin is required to be reduced at rate of 0.20% of 73.3250, which works out to 0.1467. So the bill buying rate will be 73.1783, which is rounded up to 73.18, because 83 is beyond 50, right? Now optional contract and fixed delivery. Now optional contract, fixed delivery, fixed date contract. In fixed date contract, what happens? The delivery must be on the specified date, and forward margin is based on that date. In optional delivery contract, the exporter can deliver on any date within that range, say first half of the month, or last 15 days, or last fortnight, say middle of the month. Like that, contracts are booked. So bank assume that worst case, worst scenario, the optional delivery contract. Now transit period. When I referred transit period, and that is the maximum period I stipulated is 25 days. But that is related to certain countries. For UK, for direct bills, the transit period will be 15 days. For Europe, bills drawn in Europe, then it is 20%. Asia, Africa and North America, maximum period is 25 days. For Australia, it is 30. And South America, it is 35 days. These are the notional due dates. Plus 3 days are always considered as a grace days. Beyond that, right? Then why is the exchange margin deducted in bill buying rate? To hedge the risk of rate movement until the realization, margin is getting deducted, number one. Then factor in administrative cost. Then to comply with RBI norms to ensure the transparency. What has happened recently is exporters are using EDI-enabled system like ICEGATE and DGFT, which benefits from the quicker document verification and reducing the transit assumptions. So RBI has encouraged prompt realization of the export process, typically within 9 months. Bank uses AI-based remittance tracking tools and estimate the credit dates more accurately, impacting the bill buying price. So these are some of the recent development as far as the bill buying is concerned. Now, forward bill buying rate. Forward bill buying that. Notional due date, NDD. Forward bill buying rate is applicable when the bank enters into forward contract with exporters and agreeing to buy the foreign exchange at a predetermined future date. Since the actual credit of the foreign currency occurs after the bill is submitted and realized, the notional due date, NDD, is calculated to determine the applicable forward rates. Now, what is this notional due date then? Notional due date is nothing but it is expected date when the bank anticipates receipt of the foreign exchange proceeds in its nostro account, which helps the bank to determine the appropriate forward margin to apply the transaction. That is why the notional due date is required to be calculated. Now, formula for notional due date. Notional due date is equal to usance period plus normal transit period plus grace period up to 3 days. That is the formula for notional due date. Now, key terms which are used here is usance period. It may be 30 days, 60 days or 90 days where the bills can be paid. Then transit period. Transit period is estimated time and which is a maximum of 25 days to reach to the buyer, document to reach to the buyer, take delivery and make the payment. And the grace period is a small buffer, maximum 3 days, which is allowed for administrative delay. Example, if you see, suppose an exporter submits 90 days usance bill drawn in GBP. 90 days usance bill drawn in GBP, a buyer in UK. Buyer is in UK, bill is drawn in pound sterling, GBP, and the period is 90 days. Now, what is the due date? Notional due date for this. The notional due date is usance period is 90 days. Transit period for UK direct bill is 15 days, as we have seen in the chart earlier, 15 days. And grace period is 3 days. So 90 days plus 15 days plus 3 days is equal to 108 days is equal to, it is 4 months. So the 4 months forward rate would be used for determining the forward bill buying rate. So determine this, how this is aligned to that, you understood, no? So this 4 months forward rate would be used to determine the forward bill buying rate. Now, direct bills versus indirect bills. Direct bills are those bills which are drawn and payable in the same currency and country. For example, GBP bill payable in UK. And indirect bills means they're drawn in one currency but payable in different country. Payable in different country. For example, US dollar bill bills on buyer in Germany. Germany comes under euro. Their currency is euro. So US dollar bill raised in US dollar and it is payable in Germany in euro. So the indirect bill attracts the longer transit period due to interbank clearance. So illustrative transit period would be like this for UK, for direct bills and indirect bills. Direct bill it is 15 days and indirect bill it is 20 to 25 days. For Europe, direct bill 20 days, indirect bill 25 days. For Africa, Asia and North America, it is 25 days for direct bills and 30 days for indirect bills. Australia, it is 30 days for direct bills and 35 days for indirect meals. And Central South Africa, it is 35 days for direct meals and 40 days for indirect meals. These are indicative and may vary slightly depending upon the bank policy and routing. So forward contract, fixed versus optional delivery. Under forward contract, fixed or forward. Now, fixed delivery, a specified due date. A specified due date, fixed delivery means on specified due date is agreed upon and NDD is fixed accordingly. And in optional delivery, the exporter has a choice to deliver within the time window, say 2 weeks. The bank will assume the latest worst case date for its NDD is to safeguard its position. Now, forward rate application. After determining the notional due date, the appropriate forward rate for that tenor is selected. And if the currency is at premium, this will be added forward premium to the spot rate. If the currency is at discount, it will be deducted forward discount from spot rate and then subtract the exchange margin to calculate the forward bill buying rate. Why NDD matters? What is it? Why NDD required? Because it ensures the accurate pricing for forward transaction. It helps the banks to manage the liquidity and FX exposure and to ensure exporters get a fair value while protecting the bank's risk. There are certain recent developments have come into place like advanced remittance tracking, AI-based logistics system, then exporters using the electronic bill of lading and EDI submission, etc. So, after the bill buying rate, we will now consider about the bill selling rate. The bill selling rate is the rate at which the bank sells the foreign exchange to the customer for making the payment against the import bills. Now, here money is going out. In bill buying rate, money was required to be approximate date of receipt. That was considered. Here, bill selling rate, import payment is required to be made. This applies particularly when the bank is required to retire the import document on behalf of its importers. Like TT selling rate, which is used for outward remittances, the bill selling rate is used when the documents are involved. And those documents are nothing but import documents. And the remittances is not purely electronic. When bill selling rate is applied? The bill selling rate is applied in the following situation. Number one, retirement of import bill under letter of credit. Retirement of import bill received on collection basis. Site or usance import bills. But for import document received directly by the importer, not through the bank, TT selling rate is applicable. Not bill selling rate. Not bill selling rate. Right? Now, how bill selling rate is calculated? Now, here, again, we are quoting the similar example. Like, bill selling rate is based on base rate, which is called TT selling rate. Base rate of TT selling rate plus exchange margin. And let us walk through this. Assume, spot interbank rate is USD 1 is equal to 73.25 and 73.45. Base rate TT selling is 73.45. Sell rate, second part of above line, right? Then exchange margin will be 0.20 approximately that we are getting. If you calculate it, it comes to 0.1469. Now, this calculation, bill selling rate plus 73.45 plus 0.1469. Because it is a sale, buy high, sell low, means add margin. It works out to 73.5969. 5969 is 69 are the last two digits, which are beyond 50. So 59 becomes 60. This is rounded to. Then why margin is added? Margin is added because we have understood that the cover operation risk, which costs, and to protect the protect against the exchange rate fluctuation. To account for delay in cover, and the bank may make the payment before it gets reimbursed in foreign currency. Let us calculate a bill selling rate with the following. TT selling rate is 83.05. Exchange margin is 0.250. 83.05 into 1002 into 2002 is equal to 1661. 1667 is a exchange margin. So bill selling rate 83.05 plus 0.1661 is equal to 83.2161. So 2161, 61 is beyond 50. That is why 21 becomes 22. So 83.22. Now recent development happens in this is RBI pushed the transparency. Bank now discloses the forex rates, includes the bill selling rate on the online. Many Indian banks used automated FX rate engine to calculate the real-time bill, and SWIFT for the trade services like SWIFT TSU, okay, is increasingly being used to manage the important document exchanges, reducing the settlement time. Now summary of the buying rates. Bank applies various buying rates, right? These rates are referred as merchant buying rates, and it depends on the time documentation and terms stipulated therein, right? There are certain consolidated summary of this. Here you can very well use it, which we have already discussed. I don't want to waste time on this. It is very easy to understand the types of buying rate, what is the type of rate, and why it is used for, and what is the basis of calculation of rate. That is also explained in nutshell short. You may please go through this and then understand yourself. The exchange margin application. Now, exchange margin application is always a spot TT buying, bill buying, and forward TT buying and bill buying. The typical exchange margin considered as 0.25 to 0.80% for the spot TT buying. For bill buying, it is 0.1525 to 0.1550. And for forward TT and bill buying rate, it varies based on the forward discount premium and bank policy. Forward margin treatment consists of if the foreign currency is at premium, the forward margin is added. If the foreign currency is at discount, forward margin is subtracted. Transit period and usance period and grace period determines the forward tenor used. Summary of the selling rates. Selling rates are also similar manner. These are also called as the merchant selling rates. And it is applicable selling rate is depends upon various other factors, and the types of selling rates are none other than the exchange rate at which the bank sells the foreign currency to its customer for making the payment abroad, and these are also called as merchant selling rates. And the applicable selling rate depend upon whether the transaction is for clean outward remittance or for settling the import document, and whether it is on spot or forward basis. Types of selling rates are mentioned here on the left side, and it is used for what type of transactions, that is also mentioned. It's very easy to understand. Please go through it. Basis of rate calculation is also already explained to you. You may please go through this and get it. Exchange margin also, as stipulated earlier, same is here, little bit on higher side because it is for the other type of transactions. Now, illustrative example in TT selling rate, you can very well understand it, but I will explain you for your immediate understanding. Let us assume that spot interbank rate is USD 1 is equal to 83.05. Margin is 0.20%. So it works out to 0.1661. TT selling rate will be 83.05.1 plus 0.1661 is equal to 83.2161, rounded up to 83.22. So with the bill selling rate example, will be TT selling rate will be 83.05. Then exchange margin is 1669, and bill selling rate will be 83.05 plus 0.1669. So 83.2169 rounded up to 83.22. This is the rate, right? Now bill selling. TT selling and bill selling rate example we have seen. Comparison of these rates, you can very well understand rate type, risk to the bank, document involved, timing involved or not, then timing of Apex, and the rate basis on which it is decided, that is given here. It is very easy to understand. Take one line and go at the go right at the end, and every time use the first line to understand what it is. Right? Key consideration consists of bank quotes slightly higher margin for bill transactions due to documentation risk and time lag over the to cover the realization. Forward sales, bank factors as expected. FX movement, counterparty risk, etc. and the exchange rate must be disclosed transparently as per the RBI's liberalization policies. Then recent development happens in the real-time FX engine for rate computation. Reuters or Bloomberg is used. Fintech platform for the Wise and Instagram for the fintech platform. And many banks now offer rate locking on forward TT and bill remittances via online treasury services. New development in cross-border remittances is UPI-linked global payments, which we have already discussed. Fintech platforms, Wise and Revolt, CBDC blockchain. The new development also consists of RBI's liberalized remittance scheme, where the maximum amount during the year from April to March per person per year is permitted is US$250,000 per financial year for permissible transaction, including education, travel, and investment. Digital cross-border payment platform, this covers, as I said, like TransferWise, Revolt, PayPal, Remitly, India's Neo Global have transformed the cross-border payments by offering the lower fees and better exchange rates and near instant transfers. These platforms often bypass the SWIFT network and use their own system for settlement. Its relevance is RBI's liberalized remittance scheme. Its relevance is to provide the legal framework, then currency conversion charges, which is and hidden fees. Bank and platforms often charge the additional hidden fees through the poor exchange rates. And knowing the difference between the interbank rate and retail rate is crucial for customers. Its relevance is to help the users compare the cost across the bank, forex dealers, and fintech providers. Blockchain and central bank digital currency consist of India's digital rupee pilot in cross-border transaction, which is growing, and this solution promises near real-time settlement. Now the cost and no need of intermediaries. Its relevance is it could be significantly changed now. The forex transactions are settled in future. Real-time gross settlement, that is RTGS, and the UPI international linkages. India's UPI is now being linked with the countries like Singapore and UAE. RTGS system in various countries are being interconnected for the real-time cross-border payments. Its relevance is instant payment across the border, and that could soon be a norm. With this, we complete our discussion on very important topic, that is exchange rates and transactions, particularly transactions. That's which rate, what type of rate, how rates are arrived, how rates are quoted, what is the margin, etc. So many things we have seen. Now, my immediate attention to you is to very clearly and carefully go through the text, and thereafter you see the presentation, and then you listen via what I have explained to you for better understanding. Thank you very much.